You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, let's see what else is going on. United Airlines has issued a statement that it is voluntarily and temporarily grounding a couple of dozen of those Boeing 777 aircraft, the ones that have the same type engine as the one that made an emergency landing Saturday.
Probably for the
DIA.
Probably for the best.
Boeing has come forth, and they've also recommended suspending operations of all the 777s with that specific engine type. By now, if you haven't heard about it, you have seen a billion photos on Facebook. It has become the new Bernie meme.
Sure has. Now I posted it.
Now it's like the engine cowling that has been worked into every single photo on Facebook.
Yeah. It was funny. I mean, I might take it down now.
What, because everybody else?
Because it's so saturated. I have audio of that guy where that big round piece landed in his front yard. Here you go.
My wife and I were sitting inside the house. We heard this big bang, and then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash. This object just rolls right in front of our house, right out the front window, trying to figure out what it is. And as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
Uh-oh. I know what that is. Uh-oh.
I'm wondering if I could recognize that if I just saw the part just
lying on
the
ground. I would think so. This giant circular, I would think so. And it fell from the sky? Probably.
Uh-oh, it's an engine part.
Where's he at?
Open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
Sure is, buddy.
They've obviously been interviewing all sorts of passengers who are on the plane.
Yeah.
And I loved this one. They asked what he was going to do, you know, after getting safely back on the ground. His quote, "We're having a cocktail."
Yeah, try to come down from that.
And he says, "Yeah, we're going to try it again." And I love this attitude. He says, "The odds are with us this time."
Yeah.
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 That's well
they
said.
Are. What are the odds it could happen twice in a row?
Yeah, he's not alone. The United said the majority of passengers had taken another United flight to Honolulu.
Hey, they're heading to Hawaii.
While, quote, "those who did not wish to travel with us this evening were provided hotel accommodations." I guess some people were rattled. And
saw one lady said that, you know, thank God it wasn't over the ocean when this happened. They were just able to make a little U-turn and land.
Yeah, you know, and they would have had the chance to see if all of those flight attendant instructions about, you know, using your flotation device that's under your seat.
Yeah, that seat cushion's your flotation device.
Yeah,
and check
pull
it
the
out.
Cord, or you can blow it up manually.
Yep.
Get on a little raft.
Yep. No. No.
What else is trending?
National Margarita Day. Yay!
Why?
It's just because people love margaritas. They ranked all 50 states by their love of the margarita. Colorado made the top 5. We love our margs. All the way down at the bottom of this story, it says 3% of people judge others who order frozen margaritas.
Yes, that's me. I judge. Only men, though.
I order the frozen margarita.
I know you do, and that's how I judge
the swirly
you.
One. A little strawberry in there. It's
such
so
a girl.
Tasty. Salt, no salt.
Never salt.
Darn. I'm salt and frozen.
You're just such a weirdo.
Man, oh man.
What I like are people who get the salted rims and then drink it out of a straw.
Right.
I'm like, what are you...
You're doing it wrong.
Do you understand what's going
doing
on?
Doing it wrong.
And don't call in or write in and explain. Well, you can do... No.
You don't. You just pinch it and you put a little in your mouth. Nah. No. Boy, we didn't see this one coming. Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from Mr. Kanye West.
What? I thought they were a forever
what?
Couple.
They've been together for 7 years. Sources say they've already decided on joint legal and physical custody of all their children.
I thought it'd been longer than 7. Seems like they've been together longer.
It does. They've made a pretty good run at it. They're saying the presidential campaign that Kanye did here last year kind of broke the relationship.
That was the final straw.
That
huh?
was it. That was it. And obviously they both have prenups, so I guess they're all just going to be fine with the prenups. This story also says they're close to a property settlement, so maybe they had some property together and now they've got to divide that up or something. But they're both bazillionaires. I think they're going to be just fine.
Are they going to remain friends, I hope?
I hope so, for the children's sake. So here's some of the Rona stuff floating around. I saw the video of this. This is pretty darn funny. Two women who are 34 and 44 were busted going through a vaccination site in Florida, of course. dressed up as two little old ladies, Dom, in bonnets and gloves. And turns out they actually made it through once, and they were coming back for their second dose. But they were both cited for trespassing this time and didn't end up getting the shot. They were spotted as granny fakers.
It's interesting what they're charged with for that. So you fake being an older person to get a COVID vaccination, and the charge is trespassing.
Just trespassing, I know.
I guess they probably had to put their heads together and say, what do we charge them with?
Right.
Trespassing,
ingenuity?
I guess, fits. They're not supposed to be there.
Everyone was probably like, you know what? It's not a bad idea. You did pretty
poor
good.
Poor costume design.
Right. Did you see this entire school board? Yes. Where is it? It's the Oakland Union Elementary School District Board. Woo, that's a long name. It's the Board of Trustees, and they were bad-mouthing parents during a public WebEx call that they thought was private, Dom. This is such a huge lesson for people and kids that are listening to just pretend that it's always on for everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. Watch what you say. Be polite. They were talking about how these parents just wanted their babysitters back in the form of teachers. They just wanted to go back home and smoke the pot weed, get their kids back in school so they could do drugs. One lady was cussing about a parent. Full
yeah, I like
8 minute
what
video.
Said.
I know.
Blank you up or whatever.
So as of this morning, all of the board has now resigned.
All right.
As they should. Do you see the new TikTok challenge going around? I know you've tried it.
Is this
Dom.
The balance one?
I know
one?
You've tried it. It's where you get down there on your knees, you're on your hands and knees, and then you put one hand behind your back, and then you put your other hand behind your back, and you're supposed to be able to sit there like a letter L, kind of, with your head. Like you're a chicken, like you're going to peck some corn off the ground or something. Okay. Apparently, women can do it, but guys can't. I don't know what that...
And that's it. You get on your knees, and
your
put
knees,
one hand behind your back, and
hand.
Then the other.
And the thing is in a lot of these videos, the ladies are staying straight up, solid core strength, and the guys are face planting, so that kind of gives you a moment.
Okay.
And they're going around on a ticky tacky. You done it?
Mm-mm.
How come?
Want me to do it right now?
No, I don't want you to do it. Hey, did you see this? No, he's going for it. Well, I can't see you. You got to tip your camera down. All right. Dom's
okay, so
working
now.
Remotely today, so.
Okay, so now.
Now. You make yourself a letter L. You got to be on all fours.
Well, hands, they said just on your knees.
On your knees, with your hands down, all on all fours. And then the shtick is you lift one arm up and put it behind your back, and then the other one. Yep, see? Can't do it. Guys can't do it.
I've tried it.
One last story, because this is strange. Customs officials at the port of Cincinnati stopped a large shipment of cereal from South America last week. I guess it was going to Hong Kong or something.
The port of Cincinnati.
The port of Cincinnati. When they opened the box, they found cornflakes inside, Dom. But they weren't dusted with sugary goodness. You know what they were dusted with?
Tell me now.
Cocaine!
They're great!
Street value of more than $2.8 million of cocaine cornflakes.
They're great.
Yeah, so kudos to the port authority for tracking that case down. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. There's a quiz show in Iceland, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What a way to start it. And one of the contestants on this show, like, got the wrong answer, or this story is saying his buzzer wasn't working, but he completely flipped out on this game show, shoved his stand down through a glass, ripped his mic off, stormed off stage, and you can hear things off stage too.
I like the way when he's walking off, also he rips somebody else's microphone off.
So if you want to see the quiz show contestant from Iceland this morning, it's on our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Random.